Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Headache, big man.
Woody, what's going on? What's the status? Do we have him?
I'm just meeting with him now, at his house.
That's good.
No, it ain't good. It's December in some fucking corner of Scandinavia, pal. It's just white as far as the eye can see.
Yeah, it feels like it could snow here as well, actually.
I was actually talking about the population, pal. More white people than a fucking Michael Bublé concert.
Okay, well, look, I need you to tell me the exact point when this deal goes through.
I'll sound the alarm when it's all done, pal, all right? Don't you worry.
Time is not on our side, Woodall.
Relax, pal, relax. I've got it all under control. All right?
What? Sorry, look, Woody, I can't hear you, mate.
I said it's all good.
No, I can't hear you, mate. Your signal's breaking up.
Look, I'll just speak soon, all right? Hey, come on now, open up! My deck's turning into a fucking ice pop!
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following a season that secured Premier League survival and boasted an impressive European campaign, Ashwood City enter season 3 of The Offensive.
So what you're saying is, Harvey, is because Janssen has proven himself to be the best out there, you're formally requesting he is offered the permanent position, is that right?
I'm not formally requesting. I'm formally demanding. We, the Anti-Nolan Trust, are demanding
it. But, you know, forgive me here, but, you know, but how can a company, albeit a football club, run by a private individual, be susceptible to demands from exterior
it
groups?
Absolutely can. Find me an Ashwood City supporter that doesn't want Janssen offered the permanent role. And until you find that person, the steps we've taken absolutely can make Nolan susceptible to our demands.
But how, Harvey? Excuse me, how? With all the will in the world, Patrick Nolan is in that position to make those decisions, not Harvey Sims and the fan base.
Well, the Ashwood City board are made up of a number of parties that can vote to make decisions at the club.
Yes,
right?
But Patrick Nolan has picked that board.
What I'm submitting is for the senior footballing parties of Ashwood City. That's Patrick Nolan and Chris Whittle to meet with Matt Jansen.
Ah, so you're not necessarily tabling the process by which Ashwood City would formally hire Matt Jansen?
Nah, because for now, our trust doesn't have the power to do that. We will once we obtain our ownership of the club, but for now, we need to ensure that the club makes the best decisions.
And can I ask, have you had an offer accepted by ASG?
No, we're working on that, but under the shareholder agreement and the ownership panel recruited by ASG, and with the backing of the Court of Arbitration for Sport, we can force Ashwood City and its operating management to conduct internal reviews and investigations.
Right, you're going to have to clear this up for me, Harvey. What have you formally submitted to the club?
So, the Trust, with the approval of the ASG and some fine legal minds on our team, have secured a meeting with Patrick Nolan, Chris Whittle and Matt Jansen to review, in our words, the interim management crisis at Ashwood City, which, as I said before, is a direct concern to the shareholders of the club's ownership.
Goodness me. Well, I wouldn't like to be in the office of Patrick Nolan when this meeting is all of a sudden scheduled in his diary.
Oh, I would, mate.
I'm sure you would, Mr. Harvey Sims. Great to speak to you once again.
A pleasure.
Harvey Sims, a modern football revolutionary and possibly one day CEO of Ashwood City. Perhaps we should call him CEO-elect, eh? That's right. And he's even had time to write a new book. That's available now. It's a Money Old Game, How Football Needs to Rid Itself of Its Ruling Class by Harvey Sims. That's available in hardback for £18. The audiobook is available and narrated by Ross Kemp. Harvey Sims, you're doing wonderful things and all the best in your endeavours. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Woody, it's me again. Right, call me right now. I need an update. Yeah, I've got Prince fucking Charming grabbing my bollocks in front of the whole fucking country.
Did you hear TalkSport with Harvey Sims?
Did I hear it? Of course I've got the fucking meeting booked in 15 minutes.
With Matt?
Yes. Look at this. Booked in, for fuck's sake.
So it's actually possible for them to do this?
Yes, it's actually possible. You know, they submitted it the day before yesterday after the Tottenham result, and now look. ASG have spaffed this out quicker than a teenager on Pornhub, and now I've got to go in there with the tissues and clean up the mess.
Right. Ejaculation metaphors to one side for one moment. Patrick, you cannot let this meeting pass us by without Matt getting the permanent job. The whole country is watching what you do in this meeting. This meeting will be recorded. This is an internal inquiry, Patrick.
Jesus fucking Christ.
He's getting the job. End of discussion.
Look, we don't just hand him the job. You know, I can make excuses, okay? Reasonable excuses.
Oh, like what?
How about it's the Chinese year of the pandemic, yeah? How about the company that owns this club have misplaced billions of dollars? Or how about fucking, you know, how about fuck off, I run this club, not you. So, yeah, how about that?
Where's Woody?
I'm not telling you.
Patrick, I don't care who you think you're going to hire. I'm not playing 20 questions with you anymore. We all know it's Pardew.
It's not fucking Pardew.
So you're just going to keep it a secret?
I'm not telling you because of that. I'm not telling you because I'm not in the mood.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Well, I'm not telling you because...
How about you not talk absolute fucking bollocks for a second?
He's not in the country, okay?
Woody's not in the country?
No.
Where is he?
Getting the new manager, hopefully.
sorry, right. Oh, whew. Right, so, there is an inquiry that Woody is supposed to attend. You've got a decent enough head coach within your grasp, but instead you've put all your shitty, rotten, non-free-range eggs in this fucking basket case that is Chris Woody Whittle.
Well, when you put it like that, of course it sounds bad.
How long has he been working on this for?
Well, the guy he's tracking down can be a little aloof. That's all.
A little aloof? What is he, fucking Bigfoot? A Yeti?
Can you calm down, please? All right, I need to figure out what I'm going to do in this meeting.
Can I just suggest something?
What's that?
Okay, so go down the stairs, out the reception, up to the main road, and you know that little mini roundabout on Arthur's Way?
Yeah.
Okay, look, just walk straight in front of some traffic.
Yes.
Just time it right. Make sure it's a Nissan Micra or something, you know, get hit. Not too bad, obviously, but not too lightly. Just to avoid this whole thing.
Well, thank you for your advice.
Just let it hit you. Make sure you go down.
Oh, what? Otherwise the ref won't give a pen?
Get some scrapes. I don't know, maybe break a bone or two.
A bone or two? Right, that's enough, okay? There should be an internal investigation into you.
Now is not the time to deflect, big
You're
man.
My head of communications, okay? And as part of my chief counsel, you've suggested I walk into traffic. That's inquiry territory, and don't call me big man.
That suggestion is going to look like a pretty good idea by the time that meeting is underway. Big man.
Out.
What?
Go on, out. Now, if you can't behave yourself, I'll bring someone else in to advise me on this.
Like who?
Colin.
Oh, yeah, okay. Go and get the drug addict to impart some wisdom.
What, Colin's a drug addict?
You need to open your eyes and live in the real world, big man.
Stop! Ah, it's Woody. Oh, God, bloody hell, I've dropped it.
God, look at you.
Ah, it's fallen under my desk.
He's not going to ask you out to prom, Patrick.
Oh, it's stopped. Oh, it's under the... Oh, God, did it answer?
Hey, big man.
Woody.
Oh, so it's all right when he says
Woody?
It?
Woody, Woody, it's me.
I know, pal. I called you.
I'm lying on the floor in my office. You're under my desk, so it may sound a little muffled.
What am I doing under your desk?
I dropped the phone.
Probably cracked your screen, too.
Nah, it'll be all right.
Probably about 100 quid, that.
No, it won't.
It will, pal. Oh, I bet you're one of those people that just fucking lives their life with a broken screen, aren't you?
No, look, Woody, hell. Can we get
we
to the...
chance of iPhone glass breaking off in your pocket and stabbing you in the bollocks every time you try and scratch your nuts in that sneaky way through your trousers, you know?
Woody!
Come on!
All right, fine. iPhone glass in your bollocks or fanny. Does that make you feel better? Fucking genital police, honestly. Christ.
What was that noise?
I don't know, pal. I'm under the desk.
Jess, are you recording this?
Well, I just never know if I'm going to witness something this funny and pathetic again, so it's worth recording.
Stop that recording right
Absolutely
now.
Absolutely not. Fuck you.
Fuck's sake. Right, Woody, I need good news. Where are you?
Under the desk, pal.
No, in real fucking life, where are you?
Oh, right. Well, I'm in the freezing arse end of nowhere in house.
So, in what? Where?
And I said...
What are you saying, mate? You sound like a fucking Glaswegian robot.
I'm not from Glasgow, you cunt. I'm...
Oh, you're losing signal. Don't Woody, you need to give me some news, okay? I have a fucking meeting in 10 fucking minutes and I'm going to be fucking forced into hiring Matt full-time and fulfilling the fucking destiny of Harvey Sims, who, may I fucking remind you, wants my fucking job.
How old are those boxers you're wearing? They're all frayed.
They are Calvin Klein, and for the love of God, stop recording.
Calvin Klein boxers aren't special, Patrick. They're in TK Maxx with DNKY bedsheets and fucking fudge.
It's DKNY, you TWAT.
Woody, are you there?
Pal. Big.
Fuck's sake.
Patrick.
No, God. Oh, my fucking head. Oh, fucking hell.
Getting hit by a car doesn't sound so bad now, does it?
Right, you, get on the floor and get your skinny, bony Skeletor arm under that desk and get my phone.
Oh, fine, but only because of the compliment. Oh, okay. Ow. Oh, I've started groaning when I bend over now.
Dating going well, is it?
Shut up. I meant my age, you know.
Of course I know. I fucking groan for everything these days.
Oh, well, I didn't want to say, here, your phone, sir.
Thank you. What am I going to do? Press are gathering outside, all because that fucking self-righteous prick is forcing me to hire a manager. Forcing me.
This must be how Boris Johnson felt when Rashford dictated the government's own policy. Twice.
Oh, you're such a smart-ass, aren't you? Yeah, you're one of those people who just stares out their living room window watching people parallel park and just fucking shakes their head and says things like, oh, never going to get in at that angle.
If you don't want me to do it to you, you should just park in my driveway.
I hate your driveway. Gravel is too coarse. It's bad for my tyres.
What the fuck is that?
You have absolutely no idea.
Is that a fax?
What the fuck?
Sorry, have we travelled back in time?
Good fucking Lord.
What is it?
It's a draft contract for Matt from ASG.
Oh, my... You're surrounded by enemies.
Yes, very ominous, thank you.
I don't get it. Matt is all right. Give him the job. Say that you've been planning this forever, all that shit.
That's your weakness now. Imagine how things are going to go when Harvey places his bid. Or how things are going to go when they restructure this place.
Patrick!
The guy Woody's going to get... We
Patrick, it's time.
No, I can still fight this.
No, I mean... It's time for the meeting.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
This week on Stakhanov.
Between the Lines with Melissa Reddy releases a brand new episode exploring the hot topic of head injuries in football. As well as exploring the sport's link with dementia with neuropathologist Dr. Willie Stewart, Melissa spoke to ex-Tottenham star Ryan Mason, who was forced to retire after a devastating head injury aged 26.
I couldn't look at light. I was sleeping for like 20 hours a day. I couldn't really hold a conversation. Like I say, when the brain gets an injury, the body almost just instinctively responds, and it almost just shuts everything else down.
Meanwhile, self-care club Wellness Road Tested have launched a brand new epilogue show. Join Lauren and Nicole every Friday, where they'll be hearing about your experiences, talking to the experts, and reading the very best wellness literature in the self-care book club.
I think it's a totally life-changing book for sisterhood and womankind. It's revolutionary in how to adopt self-love and live for who you are.
Search Between the Lines and Self-Care Club on your favourite podcast player.
All that and more at Stakhanov.
What am I going to fucking say?
Hey, you've reached the voicemail of Chris Whittle. Don't you even fucking dare think about leaving me a message, all right?
Woody, call me. Tell me it's fucking done, please.
Hi, Patrick. Cold out there, isn't it?
Go away. Oh, no, wait, actually. Wait, Theo, can you just go in there and see what Matt's mood is like?
Matt who?
Janssen.
Matt Janssen is in there?
Yeah.
I don't want to go in there.
Just go in, pretend you walked into the wrong room and walk back out again.
No.
Just do it.
Get off me. Hi, Matt. Sorry. I must have got the wrong bloody room. Monday mornings, eh? All right. See ya.
Well?
He seemed okay.
What was he doing?
Just sat on his phone.
Right. Right.
Patrick, is everything okay?
Yeah, all good, man. You know, fucking sweet, bro.
Fucking sweet, bro. You're sweating.
It's just, I was supposed to be in there 5 minutes ago, and, well, I'm not.
So?
It's just, you know, if I don't attend this, then that's probably the end of this particular chapter.
The end of Matt?
Definitely. But also, you know, possibly me.
What the fuck?
I know.
What are you doing?
I know. Just giving Woody a few more
minutes. Patrick, if you don't go in that room in the next couple of minutes, that guy is going to walk away from our club.
Oh, don't you think I fucking know that?
Then what are you doing? This is going to get out to the press. I fucking know
I'm trying to die gracefully on this particular hill, so if you could leave me alone, that'd be great.
I'm going to head off, but let me know how...
No, you stay.
Why?
Just shut up and stay.
Patrick!
Just... No, what are you doing?
I'm saving you from the biggest moron I know.
Who's that?
Yourself.
Close that door.
No.
Jess!
Great. Now that doesn't look weird at all.
Just please let me think.
Patrick, Sky Sports are in reception with Harvey Sims.
Fuck.
Oh, now look what you've done. You've given him a fucking stage. Oh, I knew this would fucking happen.
I really feel like I should go.
Stay fucking put, Theo.
I don't understand.
This is Dan Watson all over again, except Matt isn't a soppy prick.
I want to reach higher, Jess. You know, remember when Big Dunk beat Chelsea as interim coach and he drew with United and Arsenal? Did Everton settle? No, they got Ancelotti, Jess. Ancelotti.
Big Dunk was 3 games, Patrick. Matt has been in this position for nearly 8 months. This is my final reminder to you that I don't really care who you get as manager. I really couldn't give a fuck, but I care how it looks. And this looks fucking shit.
God, fuck, I think you might be right. I'm gonna have to go in there.
Yes, you are. We can spin this, Patrick, okay? You can give him the job and we can, you know, have you look like the hero of the hour. I promise, all right? Patrick, look at me. It's gonna be fine. I promise. Go get him, big man.
Woody.
Pal, we're on.
Yes!
Patrick,
you fucking beauty.
Right, he wants you to fly out here and meet with him first, okay?
Yeah, I'm on my way. Okay,
also,
Jess,
also,
Theo, come on.
Book the private jet as well, pal. You're gonna want to show it off to him for the return journey, you know?
Ha ha, yes. You're right. Oh, well fucking done, Chris Woodall.
All right, see you soon.
You did it. You fucking idiots actually did it.
Never in doubt.
I don't really know what's going on.
It was definitely in doubt, Patrick.
Oh, please, that's just taking it down to the wire. You know, that's what good negotiators do, like Brexit or stuff.
In the Ashwood City press room, it's been 3 days since Matt Janssen walked away from the club and still no appointment has been confirmed. Now, believe it or not, this particular press conference was called just over an hour ago, and it's suspected that this should involve an announcement of some kind. And it's... Ah, here we go now. There is Jess Tate, Ashwood City Head of Communications. Let's see what she has to say.
ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce the new manager of Ashwood City Football Club, Sven Goran Eriksson.
Thank Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
The Offensive Podcast is now on Patreon. From just $5 a month, you'll gain access to exclusive behind-the-scenes content, plus regular features such as Captain's Blog, merchandise discounts, and exclusive Domestic Cup episodes. Help support the show and get your membership today at patreon.com/Ashwood City.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.